BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire.
Well, hello, beautiful.
I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
Happy Wednesday, everybody! Tonight is a very, very special show as we are actually paying homage to one of my favorite artists of all time, Aaliyah. Now, when we think about Aaliyah, we don't think of someone who, you know, brought us sadness or who was miserable. You know, we think about her smile, we think about her laughter, we think about her sensual nature and her extremely angelic voice. So, you know, I feel like because we've always viewed her in such a positive light, I really want to make tonight like a celebration of her life and not a mourning of her death. Because it's like, for me, there's just so many pieces of her that still live on. So feel free, join me, don't go anywhere, as I reminisce of everything that I love about our little angel. Let's start with Four-Page Letter. Enjoy.
Yo, turn my music up. some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM.
welcome back, fellow Aaliyah lovers. It's funny because I'm so obsessed that I remember whenever they would play any of her songs on the radio, but specifically that four-page letter song, a lot of DJs used to cut off the last little end of it, and I used to get so annoyed. I'm like, I need to hear that. Anyway, it's crazy because I actually still remember the first time I even saw Aaliyah. She was performing on All That, which was like this TV show from the 90s. Yeah, I'm telling my age here. But anyway, it was like I felt this instant connection with her. You know, I think a lot of us had that. But it was like I had always been the black sheep, the tomboy, the weird one, etc. So when people like TLC hit the scene and Aaliyah hit the scene, I felt like I actually had somebody I could relate to, you know? And that's why I love her so much, you know? Like I wasn't the outcast anymore. So I had so much in common with her. And for me, she was just kind of like that friend or like that sister that I never had. And I should probably note that I have two sisters. So it's kind of weird to say that. But, you know, me and my sisters in real life are like night and day. And we were raised thousands of miles apart. But anyway, before I dig this hole any deeper, moving right along, when Aaliyah made her big comeback with Are You That Somebody, you know, I can remember me and a couple of girlfriends of mine learning the entire choreography, and this is how old school this is. We had the VHS player hit record, recorded it, and then played it in slow motion, so that we could memorize the dance, and then it gets worse. Then we stood outside and performed the entire choreography for the block. And, of course, I had to be in the middle because I had to be Aaliyah. Come on now. But that's what she does for her fans. You know, in my opinion, she just kind of makes herself smile or whatever. So this next song is from the Romeo Must Die soundtrack. Can you guess what it is? It's Try Again. Enjoy.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat.
Try again. Hey, listen. You know, while you're enjoying this program, you could be making touch-ups to pics you've taken. Not just any photos, ones that make people say, "Oh my God, how'd you do that?" And I've got the instructions to help. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com. I'll teach you how to amaze them all. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com.
Don't know. I am so trying to contain my excitement right now, But welcome back to Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire. If you're just tuning in, we are paying tribute to the late, great Aaliyah Dane Halton, who unfortunately passed away on August 25th, 2001, at age 22. Now, I don't know if many of you remember, but that whole Try Again thing, remember the cane scene, like, towards the end? And I just remember not having a cane, but, like, using an umbrella, like, trying to do that little move at the end or whatever. And then even with the one in a million thing, I'm like, man, I'm going to be super obsessed because there weren't a lot of dance moves in that. So I remember, like, just memorizing, like, the hand gestures. Like, this is so bad. Okay, anyway, tonight, you know, like I said, we're not having any sob stories. You know, just smiling and just embracing that warm feeling that Aaliyah left in our hearts and just the beautiful sounds that serenaded our ears, those pretty little runs and notes that she always hit. But there are actually dozens of videos, interviews, songs, and movies that we have that, you know, to remember her by. And to me, that just makes her, you know, eternal. So let's not forget that Aaliyah, right before her tragic death, actually stated, "From the bottom of my heart and the depths of my soul, I am truly happy." And that makes me glad, you know. It makes me glad to know that she lived a life that was just filled with love and happiness, and that her family and friends, more importantly, have so many positive memories to help ease their pain. You know, I had always wanted to meet Aaliyah, or at least to see her live in concert, but unfortunately I was never allowed the opportunity. And I actually remember seeing her on a show called Fanatic, and I was like all defensive, thinking, he's not her number one fan. I'm her number one fan. Because there was like a guy who won, and he like won by sending in a videotape. But anyway, I still believe that to this day that I'm like her number one fan. And if you think you're her number one fan, you can hit one and tell me your favorite thing about Aaliyah. I'm going to open the lines up a little bit later. But I just feel so privileged that I even have a radio show to dedicate an episode to her. And I just think that every woman who was a fan of hers probably walked around with their hair covering their eye. So I'm hoping that none of those women were driving. But I just specifically remember seeing a lot of women with that hairstyle. And it's just really sweet, though, because, like, I even remember her brother, Rashad, saying that growing up, you know, she would always walk around the house singing, but it never bothered him because she sounded so good, you know? And they just always seem to have, like, this sort of sibling bond that most of us would admire. But I think that Aaliyah's parents just kind of raised them to be very close-knit because even at age 22, on the Rock the Boat scene, if you ever watched the behind-the-scenes footage, she still talked about how she ran all of her video ideas, you know, choreography moves and things like that across Mama Duke's because Mama Duke doesn't play that, nothing too racy. So, you know, for me, Aaliyah represented more than just the arts. She was just a great example for everybody, but especially for the black community. You know, her and her brother, both successful, never arrested, no rumors of drug abuse, and they were raised by two very loving married parents, you know, and her whole image was street but sweet. And she was just an overall wonderful role model. She was known not only for donating to charity, but she actually opened up her own charity foundation, which started because her grandmother passed away from breast cancer. But she is, and to me, always will be, just like this star that shines bright. All right, so next up on my list, favorite songs and videos is We Need a Resolution, followed by Rock the Boat. All right, enjoy.
Yeah. was in my head. Am I supposed to change?
Thank you.
we are kicking back, chilling to music by my dearest, dearest Aaliyah. She will always be my celebrity big sister. And you all know I was spazzing as a kid when I found out that her birthday is the day before mine. Okay, and I still think that that's hot. So happy belated birthday. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Happy belated birthday to me as well. Pat on back. Okay, life is the little things that count. I actually would like to open up the lines to anyone who wants to say a few words about Aaliyah. She would have turned 34 on January 16th if she were still with us. So if you would like to drop a few words, all you have to do is press 1 to speak directly to me. However, what you could do is you could just drop a comment on the page, or you could drop a comment on facebook.com/truedesire. D-Z-I-R-E, you know, and I remember on one of my birthdays, one of my aunts actually bought me like this huge framed poster of Aaliyah, so you talk about super excited. But my mom was so taken back by how in love I was with the gesture that, of course, she followed suit, which was hilarious. But like many of you, I just have a lot of fond memories of Aaliyah, and although my heart does go out to her loved ones, I know that the joyous memories that they have go far beyond anything I can even try to conjure up. I also want to send a special rest in peace to all of the other victims who lost their lives in a crash. You know, her makeup artist, all of those people on the plane with her were very dear to her. They were all tight. So I will just never forget the hurt and the shock that I felt when I received the news. My sister actually is the one who broke it to me. She called me on the phone. But anyway, don't want to bring down the mood here. Let's keep the mood up. Because I will also never forget her smile. I'll never forget her music. I'll never forget her memory. So the next songs that I want to play are Come Over and the Tank, the Sexy featuring Tank, and I just love the way he tags this song. Come Over, followed by At Your Best, and At Your Best was actually the first song that Aaliyah ever came out with. All right, enjoy.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Say yes or no, 'cause I'm on the road. Come over, can I?
y'all. It's crazy. I really do miss Aaliyah so much. Just listening to that song, her voice is just so beautiful. Her spirit is so beautiful, and you know, it's just, it's unfortunate not to have her with us anymore. But this has been a very special show for me. You know, I definitely will be having this show posted up on my YouTube.com/TheOnlyDesire, D-V-I-R-E. So be sure to check that out. You can also download this show for free from the EOTM Radio website 30 minutes after the show is over. And I just want to play one more song before we go for the night. And that song, of course, is by Aaliyah, but it's her I Miss You song, because Aaliyah, we so miss you, and we love you dearly from all of your fans. And thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. This has been another edition of Musical Madness with your favorite fusion artist, Desire. Have a good night. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, beautiful.
I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
That's all, folks.